In politics, as in life, here's a good rule of thumb. Be careful what you wish for. Wall Street Journal columnist Jerry Seib says this is a good time in Washington to remember that rule. Republicans might remind themselves of it, he says, as they support President Trump's move to declare a state of emergency for border wall funding. And Democrats might remind themselves of it, he says, as they consider using their new House majority to impeach the president. Jerry explained.
You know, there are two kind of potentially big moments approaching in each party's go on opposite sides of the two moments, but they both have to be aware of the unintended consequences, the backfire potential. So on the Republican side, lots of Republicans have lined up behind President Trump to support him in his declaration of a national emergency so that he can take money from various places that Congress didn't appropriate for building a border wall and use it to build that border wall that he talks about along the U.S.-Mexican border. This is a way to solve the president's problem, which is he can't get Congress to go along with his plan to spend as much money on a border wall as he wants. But a lot of Republicans even are worried that this sets a terrible precedent, that once you start using emergency declarations to fund projects the president wants but Congress doesn't go along with, then pretty soon you have a president who is appropriating on his own funds that ought to be appropriated by Congress, and that is too much power to give the executive branch. Nonetheless, Republicans, by and large, went along with the president on this. He's probably going to get his way. And the concern among some Republicans is that a Democratic president now can come along and will use the same precedent and fund things that Republicans don't like, yeah. And that's a bad precedent. On the impeachment front, you have Democrats pushing an idea that's, you know, obviously very controversial, which is to move out fairly promptly to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. You know, they're not even waiting for Bob Mueller, the special counsel, to complete his report before trying to move out in that direction. Now, I think one of the problems with that is that if you look as if you are deciding to impeach a president first and then you go look for the evidence later, you've lowered the bar for impeachment. And again, Democrats ought to probably be worried about setting a precedent and a new standard that at some point may come back to haunt them, because at some point down the road, a Republican Congress will do the same to a Democratic president.
So this could unfold in extremes for both sides?
I think so. I mean, I again, you know, the danger is, and we've seen this in politics over and over again, that when you do something that is a short-term fix for your problem today in your party, you've created a precedent that the other party comes back and uses. You know, anybody who thinks that one political action doesn't today produce an opposite and equal reaction is kind of missing the point. You know, Democrats have discovered this. They moved to change the Senate rules when President Obama was president to make it easier to confirm federal judges over the objection of Republicans. Now Republicans have turned around and are using those same rules, which they then amped up a bit, to confirm not just federal judges but Supreme Court judges without allowing those picks to be filibustered. And that's a precedent Democrats set in many ways, and now they're the victims of their own precedent.
We're speaking with Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor at the Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece entitled Memo to Both Parties on Emergency and Impeachment, Beware Unintended Consequences. So given that we've been down this path before with other issues at different times, why is it that, to borrow your headline, a memo is even needed here?
You know, people's memory is pretty short, I guess, is the correct answer to that question. And, you know, the temptation in politics, as in life, is to do the thing that feels right at the moment without thinking about the long-term consequences. And that's why I think when we started out this conversation, we talked about unintended consequences or backfire potential. You know, as I said in the lead of this column, be careful what you wish for is a good rule of thumb in life, that sometimes things don't turn out the way you want. And this is one of the frustrating things about politics and governance, which is that it's slow, it's frustrating. If you don't have the votes, you get stuck. And the temptation on both sides is to just find the shortcut to the goal that you want right now. The problem with that approach is there always are long-term consequences that are not so convenient.
Thanks, Jerry. Wall Street Journal columnist Jerry Seib.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.